The Last Word with Matt Cooper.
Today FM.
It all happens here.
Charlie Weston, personal finance editor of the Irish Independent, is with us for our weekly Money Spot. And how many people actually get involved in dodgy purchases, from the likes of dodgy boxes for their television viewing to purchasing illegal cigarettes, would you reckon?
Gosh, it surprised me, Matt, I must say. We do love our dodgy boxes or illegal ciggies or coal with no carbon tax on it, alcohol, vaping products, medicines, all of these black market products. 24% of people admitted to surveyors that they will that they buy black market products. Now, that's the number of people who admitted to it.
And those are the sort of legal products that they're buying illegally. We're not talking about illegal drugs like cocaine or other things like this. This is sort of more standard stuff, which is available legally.
Yeah, exactly. You know, and this was a survey. It was commissioned by Retailers Against Smuggling. They got Ireland Thinks to talk to about 1,500 people. Now, it's pretty much similar to one that Revenue themselves commissioned, the Revenue Commissioners. They found a huge proportion of the cigarettes out there are, they're not dodgily produced. They're proper cigarettes, and duty may have been paid on them. Maybe they're duty free, but they're usually smuggled in. They're smuggled in. That's the point, Matt. Yeah, they're smuggled in. That's why they're known as contraband. So, I was just surprised at this. 24% of people are owning up to this, and when it comes to cigarettes, a total of 37%, nearly, four out of ten. Said that they have bought illegal products before, mainly cigarettes, tobacco, and would be prepared to buy unofficial or illegal cigarettes.
See, there's an interesting point in this, Charlie, in that every year the packet of cigarettes goes up in price at the budget time. I've no idea how much a packet costs now. I don't even know whether you can get, you don't think you can get 10 anymore or 15 and only 20, is it?
In some shops you can get one, actually.
Well, can you go back to that? But the point being is that the price increases are limited because there's a fear that if you put the price up too much, people will just go for the illicit, untaxed, cheaper alternative, which sort of defeats the purpose, because at least one of the things, when the tax man gets the money, it can go into the health services for treatment and all the rest of it. Yeah. But that would suggest that a lot of people have reached the sort of price saturation for the legal goods and are now going for the illegal ones.
There is a threshold. You're absolutely right. I mean, the last budget would have put another 75 cents on the pack of 20. It's about $16.75 for a pack of 20 cigarettes. If you're talking about rolling tobacco, well, you can get an awful lot more cigarettes if you roll your own. You're talking about €23 there. Whereas if you buy, a black market version, you're talking €5 to €6, Matt. You know, a hell of a lot cheaper. So I think we have hit that threshold. So that's probably why people do it. On the other hand, people who smoke, they require a lot more, they have a lot more medical issues. And often the gangs involved in this are just criminal gangs, So we can't forgive it, but we do seem to like our dodgy purchases.
Yeah, but what do Retailers Against Smuggling want?
Well, they want a greater clampdown on this. Now, they're saying the Revenue, doing their best on it. Revenue, which, involves customs as part of their remit. There was about 16 major seizures of tobacco across the country in the first 3 months of the year. Nearly 60 million worth of dodgy cigarettes were captured. But look, that's a fraction of what's coming in. This is just very prevalent with people.
I wonder if those people do it.
It's not just cigarettes, it's coal as well, Matt. If you're near the border, like, for example, there's so much carbon tax on coal you buy here. There's also a higher VAT than there is in the north. There's different standards.
There's
nearly €6 in carbon tax on coal. So people are prepared to, if somebody comes door to door with cheap coal, they're prepared to buy it.
Yeah, and I wonder how listeners who do it will explain it to us. Do they feel that they're justified in doing so on the basis that they pay enough tax as it is? Do they feel that maybe subscriptions for TV services are too expensive, which then, in their mind, legitimises the use of the dodgy box?
And there's about 400,000 people using dodgy boxes. I think there's an element of that, Matt. I think you probably will get that. I think there's excessive tax in these. We have the most expensive alcohol in the European Union. Something like 83% of what you pay for 20 cigarettes is tax and excise duty.
This listener says they came back from Lanzarote last week, brought 1,000 cigarettes in with them in their bag, no issue.
Yeah, well, I don't know what exactly the rules are on that, but you find there were a fraction of the cost as well.
Absolutely, bought overseas, so bringing back 1,000 cigarettes.
It's a lot of smokes, but then, they would have saved an awful lot of money.
Another listener says wood pellets are a lot cheaper up north as well.
Yeah. Again, it's the carbon tax, you know, much higher carbon tax. It's the same as with diesel and petrol. You know, it's now become cheaper to buy these things than an Orte. Different standards, no carbon tax and lower rates of VAT. So, you know, you're going to be tempted.
Okay, there's another listener here says, last month I paid €265 for 4 nights inclusive and flights to Mallorca. I bought 800 cigs legally over there and I saved myself over €400 by doing so, holiday paid for.
A lot of people will tell me it's worth going away for a weekend just for, you know, if they need cigarettes. Or medicines is another big one. Medicines are incredibly expensive here, whereas they're a hell of a lot cheaper and often available over the counter in other European countries.
Here's another listener. 20, 25 quid for Sky Sports, probably the same for TNT. With the salaries those players are paid, I feel zero guilt in pirating football games.
Yeah, well, they are, you know, I think the Liverpool wage bill is about £2.2 billion or something.
Which you contributed to by going to Anfield last weekend.
I did.
Okay, and tell us about the latest on vulture funds and mortgage interest rates.
Yeah, there are a lot of mortgages now being handled by a company called Mars Capital, and they're about to take over Start, handling mortgages that were handled by Start. Now, these are mortgages that were sold to funds, vulture funds. We don't know who owns them. But some of the Mars Capital mortgages, about 1,400 of them are being hit by very big increases. 1,200 of those are going to be hit with an increase of 1.6 percentage points, 1.6% on their variable rates. It'll bring the rate up to about 6.5% for those people. One person I spoke to yesterday, this person is looking at an extra €200 a month. That's about €2,500 a year. He said this is just going to break him financially. He can't manage it. He's already split up from his partner, his wife, and he's just not going to. It's unsustainable, and these people just feel totally abandoned. They've just been left, to swing in the wind and are not being protected in any way. They're not allowed to get fixed rates. They're being pushed to the edge. They feel Pepper as well has been increasing. The rates that they charge for their people who are there as well. So it's just a very, very difficult situation. And people are very annoyed about this, that these people have been just hung out there and they're not getting any help. They were promised by the government when these mortgages were sold that they'd have the same protections as everyone else. Now, they assumed part of that they would get fixed rates or the rates available from the bank that they were sold from. It hasn't happened like that. And they feel really that they are just being singled out for special punishment here.
Okay, one final one briefly. Tell us about how victims of fraud get retargeted by criminals.
This is particularly sinister, Matt. These are people who have already lost money. So their details, their bank details, their important financial information is with these criminals, these cyber criminals. They come back to them and say to them, look, we can recover the money that you've lost. They charge a retainer fee or a processing fee. They promise them that they'll get, some or all of their money back. They don't. They end up taking money off them again. So they hit them on the double. So it's particularly sinister. So that's a new trend, of people being hit by investment scams. So for God's sake, be so careful if you're tempted by something, if you're being approached by cold calls or getting text messages out of the blue or letters or communications of any kind, be really sceptical. And if somebody is claiming that you don't, person you don't know, to be able to get your money back, they probably can't. They're probably just trying to scam you again for a second time.
Okay, we have to leave it there. Charlie Weston, personal finance editor of the Irish Independent. Thank you.
The Last Word with Matt Cooper. Today FM. It all happens here.